When I look back at the Poetry Friday segments of this year, it's like a timeline of how the pandemic took hold of the world and our lives. It started in March with a reading from Flagstaff poet and pub owner James Jay on the day he had to shut down his business and lay off his employees.
The bartender and the fiddle player. A man, a musician, with a following in the world of Celtic tunes, who lives in the same town as I do, you know, they have to live somewhere too, orders his usual lone pint on his way up LaRue Street on Thursdays. He doesn't say much. Months go by, starlight piles on the high rafters. Then, mid-glass, he locks his eyes onto me. He speaks. His voice, like the air...
Regular contributor Aika Joshi shared her poem Needlework in the Pandemic. She's a high school student in Flagstaff navigating adolescence and school from home.
100 lives lost for every stitch I make. An army of tiny lines marching across the cloth, heedless of the world, unspooling outside my little bubble. I joined the ranks of women in the background of history, needles flashing in the light of the burning world, creating in the midst of destruction, beauty in the midst of ugliness. An orderly piece, neat rows, making a shelter in the chaos.
Arizona poet Austin Davis shared some work from his new book of online poetry, Celestial Nightlight. He says he uses writing to manage his OCD, which is ramped up during the pandemic. His poetry offers a message of hope.
This poem is titled, I Wonder If You Threw Away My Toothbrush. We shared a smoke in the early morning, walking down a street of frozen gravel as the moon sank into a lip of blue clouds. We flicked our ashes, and I thought about how cold it gets when winter is ending. A dog barked in the distance. Our shoes crunched against the rocks, like a voice making its way out of a mouth of broken teeth. We talked about
But by far, the most powerful reading of the year came from Karen Vanneman, a frontline nurse taking care of COVID patients. She simultaneously broke our hearts and lifted them up with a reading of Marge Piercy's To Be of Use, which she dedicated to her coworkers.
I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and to work a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm, when the food must come in or the fire be put out. The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing well done has a shape that satisfies, clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil. Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water to carry and a person for work that is real.
Poetry Friday is going to take a little break in 2021 to rest up and be reimagined. All the segments are archived at knau.org. Thank you so much to everyone who's participated in the series over the last 4 years. Happy holidays, and hopefully the new year will be much brighter.